Okay. Well, I guess this is just how it is now.
This is a giant. You and me.
Yeah.
We're
going
to
take it to the finish line.
We're doing hard time, right?
Uh-huh.
Hard, hard time. Patrick's out here in random cities I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
Doing
shows?
Television.
Right. Okay, here's my joke that I told you I was going to have a joke about this.
Uh-huh.
I thought of this. Uh-huh. So
doing the news. Hey, and yeah. He knows I love the news.
Yeah, me too.
And I would be on the news, a great news.
Yeah, here's my joke about Patrick being on the news. Oh, so Patrick thinks he's so cool Patrick thinks he's so cool that he's on the news, mm-hmm. right? Well, watch out, Patrick. Thanks for the way you've made me feel. You're not the only one. I'm going to be on the news very soon.
That's right.
10 to 15 times.
Yes. Yes.
So that's my little joke I thought
of. Attacking women.
Yeah. Doing horrible things, letting my feelings out.
Yeah. Because Patrick beat you to the news.
I'm going to beat someone else on the news.
I've always wanted to do a funny comedian morning news thing, man.
Fuck, dude. We can do it. I mean,
I was going to walk out and pretend to blow the weatherman. Just get down there and start unzipping his pants.
I would be
stuff.
Like, I would probably just act awkward.
Oh, okay. Here, wait. Let's do it then. Wait, no, this is a good idea. Yeah, let's act it out. Fuck Patrick, let's dude. We could do the news.
Okay, you be the news anchor.
Welcome back to Fox 54, serving Los Angeles. We're here with comedian and podcaster Cameron Fetter. Cameron, how are you doing today?
I'm supposed to answer. So I would do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I would maybe, I'd probably watch a few hundred hours of Michael Cera to train myself like an AI.
Oh, that's good.
To learn his mannerisms.
You know what the thing is about, if you do one of these news shows, I'm not saying yes unless it's one of the episodes where they bring a monkey out.
Yeah.
Why has every local news channel gotten...
Listen. Okay.
Listen.
First of all, that's why I should be on the news.
Yeah.
I'm going to make your clip go viral. I'm going to give you your DD Mega Doo Doo moment.
DD Mega Doo Doo. What was the derhep? What was that other one? Where the lady had a stroke on the thing? Or she said she had some kind of brain episode.
I remember the guy throwing up on himself in an Xbox.
In an Xbox?
Video.
How small is this guy?
Video.
Videos
well, Xbox
are very small
can
too.
Render things of any size.
That's a good point.
But listen, they're bringing these guys on the day news, right?
Guy news.
Yeah. They've got Patrick talking about how he's allergic to carrots.
Pat, you smashed that one out of the park,
that
my
was
friend.
Incredible. Beautiful.
The
beautiful
one thing Pat said when he was on the news, he said, "Well, I'm allergic to carrots. I can't eat raw carrots." Which is very, it reminded me of those old clips of Norm doing morning radio.
Nice.
It really was just perfect.
Listen, they're bringing on these comedians, they're bringing on Girl God to talk about tanning hacks and all this daytime bullshit. Man, bring me on for the breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call me up when there's a killer loose.
When
call
terror
me. I'll
strikes.
Be there in 30 seconds.
Not a problem, dude.
I will camp out outside of your news studio for
until
weeks. Until something
Police-involved
really
shooting happens.
Get me in there.
And then I show up and I go...
I come in, I'm doing the bits.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm doing bits, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm acting Michael Cera.
Hey, who am I? Hey, here's my impression of that 15-year-old kid who's walking down the highway at the wrong time.
We're both on there. And I'm like, yeah, and this is the guy who comes, we're going to kill a kid. We're going to kill a 15-year-old kid.
And here's Meatwad. Oh my god! Oh my god! That kid
Oh my god! Those two comedians on the news are so funny.
Yeah, they bring you on to talk about maybe China's invading somewhere, and you're like, "Well, that's very interesting." Here's what I think that
here's what I
Doug
think.
From the show Doug would have to say about that. It's a good idea, dude. Comedians are very good people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're funny.
Better than most. Funnier than most. Also.
Funnier than almost everybody in the world.
Yeah.
These days.
Dude, I would hate to be a non-comedian. We call them civilians.
Yeah, I don't like civilians too
I would
much.
Hate... Oh, my God. If I were a civilian, what do you even do? What do you do all day?
The spark that...
How do you not have... What do you do with your overflowing abundance of creative energy?
You just doodle.
So you just draw?
I guess you either doodle or jack off.
See, I don't do any of those. I retain my
right.
I
so
do.
A civilian would have
doodling is jacking off, by the way, because it's not actually creating anything.
That's how I
anything.
Thought of jacking off is because of the word doodle.
And you're thinking of your doodle.
Yeah, doodling.
No, but I mean like
when I'm doodling.
I mean like doodling is the same thing as jacking off because you're wasting your your
light,
your creative spark.
Yeah.
In the same way that you spill
your
seed
light, yeah.
into a toilet.
That's so fucking true. I mean, I guess, yeah, when I think about me versus a civilian, when both of us might have the idea in our head of a naked woman.
Yeah.
The civilian probably sits down and cranks one out on the toilet, gets it all over the bath mat that's hanging on the side of the tub.
Yep.
And it drips down into the...
That you painted a target on.
The corner, the space between the tub and the ground. The grout. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, I'm thinking of a joke about it.
Yeah. Two boobs.
Why not three?
Well, yeah. That two boob. Wait, what? Is one the mom boob and one's the dad boob? This is just the kind of shit a comedian comes up with that you guys could never even think of.
Yeah.
You see two things. One's a mom. One's a dad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, or maybe they're both dads
so
and they're
baby?
Gay. Yeah, wait. So where's the baby? Is that the baby?
Yeah.
Pointing
to the belly button.
The belly button. Wait, that's a reverse boob.
And this must be the baby. And then I guess what's under it is probably a similar looking sibling to
this
the belly button.
This is my Edinburgh Fringe show.
Yeah.
Where I bring a naked woman on stage and I go, okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah.
And her feet also.
Yeah.
Do something like that.
There was there hours. When I went to Edinburgh Fringe years ago.
We need
years,
to, we need to
years
do a Fringe
we
show.
Need to, dude,
I remember
we
when you went and I was
slaughter.
You think we would slaughter? You think we?
I thought that was an evil villain's laugh.
Is it not?
No, it was a dog.
Oh my
the
god!
The first half of that completely sounded
what
like
the
a
hell
human
was,
laugh.
That was insane.
That was crazy. That was so nuts.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, here comes a package. Oh, get ready! It's FedEx.
Oh, no.
They're about to knock on our door.
I'm really nervous.
And they're literally walking right up.
Please,
oh, my God.
No, please, no.
This
please
is like
do
a,
it. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Please.
They're coming. They're going to. No, they're going to knock on that door. They're going to come here. I swear to God.
They can suck
on good,
me.
Goodfellas diner scene right now. Yeah, no, I think Fringe is probably... Fringe would be the worst experience of your life.
I can't...
But
everybody who does it is like, oh, it changed my life. And it's like, yeah, man, you did Molly.
Yeah, you drank for 30 nights in a row.
Yeah, you chilled.
Yeah,
I
you had
think,
fun.
And then you asked, like, how were the shows?
Chilling,
and they're like,
yeah.
It sucked. Four people came to every single one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only people who sell out the shows are this guy, Stuart Lee.
Stuart Little.
Stuart Little, who's a very...
He's huge across the pond.
He's a very... And he does kind of sardonic, kind of dry British wit.
The only joke I remember from the Fringe. I went to two Fringes, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, because my friend went to
you
school
should get
over
fringe.
There. I should get a Fringe.
In the front of your head.
Good. Yeah. Obviously, I remember seeing a bunch... Like, there were a bunch of people that I wanted to see that I liked. There was like, oh, like, I'll go see this person because I know of them or whatever. But the only, like... The fun part is to walk into random stuff that you don't even know something's happening. You'll just walk into a bar and there will just be a show happening. And you just sit and watch. And the only thing that I remember from any of those was this guy... Who we like just walked into this random show and he's doing stand up. And the only joke I remember is he was talking about millennials and he was saying that they don't, he was doing literally like a, what you would, like a, he was saying that millennials don't look at sunrises anymore because they look, spend too much time looking at their apps. He was fully honestly, like earnestly, like probably middle, like too young.
Middle ages.
Middle ages,
600 years old.
I would guess like 40s, 50s, like two, not in the right window for this type of thing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like
barely not a millennial.
Yeah, and then the only thing I remember, he had a really strong accent. He kept being like, "Yeah," and you'll see millennials in the park doing Tai Chi.
Oh my
Tai
god,
Tai Chi!
These
and then he did an act out of
Tai
Chi. Tai Chi,
Tai Chi,
Tai Chi, and you're just going like this. What
and
the
this
fuck? I've never seen anybody do Tai Chi in my life.
And this guy got a 30-day, 30 shows thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Was it like, do they do shows in the middle of the day, in the morning and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This sounds like hell, man. I hate shows.
Well, yeah, it's the Mystery Science Theater 3000 style comedy fans delight.
Yeah.
It's the lol cow comedy fans paradise playground.
Yeah, but
you get to see one, or you buy an expensive ticket to see, like, Dan Soder one day or whatever, and then every other day you see people wallowing in the filth of their own brain.
Wait, here's what we do, man. You, me, Patrick.
Okay. Right.
Pete Holmes.
I'm okay.
Pete Holmes.
Uh huh.
We run that town.
We should do
a
play.
Do a four-person show. We gonna run
the other
this
thing
town
is,
tonight.
The other thing, as far as I can tell, if you get the, like, official. I don't know how the whole thing works. I knew some people who did some shows, and I don't know how you like get it. I think you have to like get it in a certain. But like, I think that if you get a Fringe show, like they newspapers will send people to review your show.
That's so awesome.
Like,
man.
No matter what, like it's you can just have the worst show of all time, and they'll send somebody to write a review of your show. And say, this is the worst show I've ever seen.
Should
it's
we
one
go
star.
Do and see if we can get. Like all one yeah. star reviews.
I really think we could
do the worst show yeah. ever. That's a great idea.
That's a really
go
good
to
idea.
Edinburgh and try to get every day yeah. a one star review in a different newspaper. Make yeah. make truly the worst show of all time.
That is really genius.
No joke. I mean, what would we even do? What is?
I mean, we wouldn't. How really do have you to even, try? We already did a full fucking episode.
How do you? But how do you even repulse Europeans?
Yeah.
What repulses these sick animals?
I would say.
Oh, we can take a shower.
Yeah,
we can take a shower on stage. Yeah. We could,
any TV show or video game that has colors in it.
Yeah, we could brush our teeth. We could we could listen to loud music.
Oh, vegetables.
Rock and roll. Leafy greens. Yep. Cruciferous vegetables.
Toothbrushes
toothpaste. For sure. That's what we could do. We could do just the whole. We could design the entire thing to disgust a European
individuality.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe entrepreneurship.
Yeah, definitely entrepreneurship.
We could do an entire show about an entrepreneur with the most amazing teeth in the world who eats six small meals every single day, or maybe he does intermittent fasting and he's in really good shape.
Did you see what the top joke of the Fringe was? Did you see the number one joke?
Top
number one joke of the Fringe
this
year? What
was the number one joke of the Fringe
this
year?
Let me look it up so I can read it verbatim. But it was a pun.
And who is the bard that this joke,
let's
his
find
lips,
out.
This
top joke of Fringe
lips.
2023.
Is
okay,
it all comedy?
So,
do people do dramas?
Yeah, yeah. It's like plays.
What is it called? A drama?
Oh, they do. There's a bunch of one-person shows.
I hate that.
It's
show.
Everything from one-man shows to one-woman shows.
A solo show?
Yeah, a solo show. No, it's over there. It's a one-man show or a one-woman show.
Uh-huh.
They don't call it solo shows.
Like Thank God.
Let's see. Okay. The top joke was written or told by Lorna Rose Treen. So shout out to Lorna Rose Treen.
Lorna.
Here it is. I started dating. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, get it ready.
Yep. I started dating a zookeeper, but it turned out he was a cheetah. That was the best joke
that
of Fringe
the top
this year.
Joke
that was the top
of the
joke.
2023 Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make any
turned
sense.
Out he was a cheetah.
You thought he was a zoo. You dated a large wild animal, you thought he was a zookeeper because he was at the
no,
zoo.
No, you don't understand. This woman just has a heavy accent. She's just saying, "I started dating a zookeeper, and it turns out he was a cheater." It's
and
a deadpan
went,
joke, and the
oh
joke
my
is that
God!
The joke is about how unfaithful people are nowadays.
That is so sad. Actually, men
here's
disgust
the here's
me.
The
is there a runner
Dude.
Up?
No, it's just this web page I pulled up has all of them for like every year.
Oh, I
this
need to hear
crazy.
All of
these.
These
are all the exact same.
Okay, give me
this
one.
This is insane.
Give me 2022.
2022.
So
Messiagram.
Wait, let's what happened in 2022? What was like a big news story in 2022?
The podcast about List US
podcast
tour.
About List did a United States tour. So this is how this is the year that this happened.
Yeah,
okay,
this
give
is how
me the
they
joke.
Read. I tried to steal spaghetti from the shop, but the female guard saw me, and I couldn't get pasta. Oh wait, it's UK. So and I couldn't get pasta.
It works better in the UK accent. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
yeah. Pasta doesn't make. Yeah, I went pasta,
but I couldn't get pasta. That's funny.
Yeah, that's okay. So these are all
but
gonna
the
be
female
this.
Guard saw me.
Well, you had to say it's, that's. I was wondering
pasta,
why is it
yeah.
female guard, but there's not. It's not called pastum.
Yeah, you have to say otherwise it's a yeah.
Okay, give me the next
I couldn't
one.
Get antipasta.
Yeah, see,
that
would...
could be good in an opposite kind of universe. I went to the... I tried to steal
I went to the
spaghetti.
Opposite spaghetti store, and the female guard tried to stop me, and I couldn't get antipasta.
Okay, it skips to 2019.
Wait, antipasta already exists, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
So it wouldn't be an opposite. It would just be a
yeah, well, yeah.
an appetizer store.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the appetizer. That's a better joke. I went to the appetizer store, and the female guard
told me
I wouldn't be able to get antipasta.
It.
Yeah.
I couldn't steal from the
and
store.
And she was an anti-guard also.
Yeah. So this is from 2019, because I guess they took a couple years off for COVID, probably.
Oh, but blow me.
Yeah. So
they
2019, think about here. This is basically COVID is brewing in this, in the, during the, this fringe.
The nervousness, guys, the it's confluence of the Trump years and the COVID years, they're intersecting.
But this is maybe the last carefree joke.
Oh, wow.
Right? So the last vestige of happiness before everything was torn away.
Wait, I need to know what it was like, because these last two have been very dark.
Yeah. So this one is by Olaf Falafel.
No.
Yeah, it's by Olaf Falafel.
That can't be the name of a hymn.
It must be. Okay, here's the joke. I keep randomly shouting out. That's a great start to a joke. That's a good setup. I keep randomly.
It's a really, really good.
That's a really strong. Every comedian has at least one. I keep randomly
shouting out.
I keep randomly shouting out broccoli and cauliflower. I think I might have florets.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's by Olaf Falafel.
Olaf Falafel. So this guy does food jokes.
So check out Olaf Falafel
on Instagram. I bet his reels are he crushes the reels.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have the first real joke in 2018. This is the first one that's not a pun that I'm seeing going back. Adam Rowe, working at the job center has to be a tense job, knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come in the next day because you have to get a job at the job center. They mean the unemployment office, I think.
Yeah, they must have a different
way.
They
must call it the job center.
The job center. The jobby. Gotta go down to the jobby.
Yeah, we can stop here. Man, this goes all the way back. Okay.
Give me the oldest one.
Here we go. 2009. Dan Antipolsky.
Okay. I'm Antipolsky.
Hedgehogs. Why can't they just share the hedge?
I kind of like that one. I kind of like that one a little bit. Hey, hedgehogs. That's like a joke.
Man.
When I was first starting stand-up.
That is the type of joke I would.
Yeah, when I was like 16, I had a joke that was like, I sucked so bad. I was so bad for so long.
I know, man. You shouldn't be allowed to try to do stand-up in high school.
Yeah, and it sucks that if you're not, like the only people who are really good at that age are like Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle was like 15 years old and he was like really good.
Yeah.
And like if you know that if you do it one time and you're 16, you don't do well, you're like, well, okay, so I know that my ceiling is way, way lower than I was hoping. But I think my first joke I ever told on stage was like, hey man, these anteaters. That was the beginning.
Yeah.
These
again,
anteaters,
another classic.
Yeah,
opening.
Classic. Think of animals. These anteaters. You ever think they get a little bit tired of eating ants?
Kind of joke I think of now.
It was kind of funny.
That's all I can think of.
But then I remember my first time doing stand-up was at this hookah bar in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And my mom dropped me off, and she wanted to watch. And I said, no, you must leave.
Right, yeah.
And I made friends with these like hippies who were there to like watch their friend do like a DJ set at the open mic. And it took him like 15 minutes to set up, and he went right after me. But they all were drug addicts.
Yeah, for sure.
And one of the guys had like track marks all up and down his arm.
Uh-huh.
And I was just a little kid, so I was like, hey man, why do you have all these holes on your arm?
Yeah.
And he was like, I give blood a lot.
Yeah.
And that really stuck with me. Stuck with me forever. I was like, that is a very, very skilled.
He went to you know how like in a old TV show, like their hero, there's the villains are the exact mirrors of the heroes and they have their own evil organization.
Yeah.
He went to like the evil mirror dare and he learned like 20 things to say when people ask you about the track marks on your arm.
Well, I get
20
blood
ways
a
to
lot.
Say yes to heroin.
There's a mosquito problem in my bedroom.
That's a tattoo.
It's a failed tattoo. They went really slow. The machine got all broken. It just put a bunch of holes in my arm.
I fell.
Yeah.
I fell and landed on a bunch of needles.
And I remember, I was like 16, but I was definitely a dork. I was wearing like a flannel and like blue jeans, you know, like those deep blue jeans that have like the yellow stitching, like that kind of like Levi's jeans. That was what I wore every day. And they were like smoking a joint and they were like, I didn't even ask about that when they just told me it was a cigarette. I was like, I know what weed is, man.
Yeah.
And then
you don't know track. I feel like that's a fair.
Yeah, I guess if I don't know. Yeah,
fair assumption. Maybe.
I didn't hang out with that many heroin addicts up to that
sure,
point.
Yeah,
you know, at least not doing it into their veins.
Yeah,
but they were good people. They loved me, and they. Nice. I had a video.
Dude, yeah, it's so crazy. I just think about this. Every
what was
once
your
in
first
while.
Time doing stand up?
I was 14.
That is so young, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean.
I can't believe they let you on stage.
Well, me and my friend, we had to, like, find... There were maybe, like, one or two open mics in Boston that would even let a 14-year-old in. Because they're all bars.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, they're not going to let you in. Like, we got turned away from...
You could have done Muya.
Yeah, I don't think Muya was around.
Probably not.
Yeah, in fact, it definitely wasn't. But it was at Cheers.
Really?
Yeah.
They had an open mic there
mm-hmm.
at Cheers?
They had an old open mic. Yeah, and that's what I think about. It's crazy, dude. I was 14 years old. I was doing literally the worst jokes of all time.
Yeah.
So horrible. Like every joke was like, the one I can remember is like, this is probably one of the first ones ever I did on stage, which is like, oh, like, I love skydiving, but everyone always freaks out when I do it in business class. Like something like that, you know, like just like completely nothing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, just all only that. That exact setup and punchline.
Yeah.
In different situations of like, here's something you're not supposed to do in this situation.
I remember.
And the idea that, yeah, there are people walking around who saw me do stand up when I was 14.
And they were like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because I remember all the worst things, the worst stand up sets I've ever seen.
Yeah, of course.
And these people definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saw me, were like, yeah, that's
yeah,
gonna,
you,
that's
of course you'd remember a fucking 14 year old kid doing yeah. stand up. Yeah.
The thing is, if you're a kid.
And these are people who are probably I'll run into again in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost
probably very successful
have.
If they yeah. were at the Cheers open mic.
Yeah. Well, I know of a few of them that.
Was Sam J there?
Yeah. Yeah, I talked
that
to Sam
is,
J like multiple times.
That is so
funny. She's very nice.
Yeah, she's but, very funny.
Yeah. But again, yeah, I was 14 years old.
That is so fucking awesome, man. That is so awesome. Yeah, all of my I did that joke, and then I did a bunch of jokes about like that were just made up stories, but not made up in like, oh, these are crazy, obviously made up stories.
Yeah.
They were just like lying stories that could be true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was all
you don't go far enough.
Yeah, but yeah. I think if you're a kid, this is a recommendation to all the kids, all the kids who are not civilians, the non-civilian kids,
right.
who want to start doing
kids who are
comedy.
In the trenches.
Yeah, the kids who have been enlisted by God. In this holy
the
army.
The divine mandate has been handed down.
If you are a child and you uh-huh. do stand-up comedy, you have to do it about how weird it is that you're a kid.
Yeah, you have to do it about Pokemon.
You have to do
no,
it about,
no, no,
like...
No. You have to do it about fucking, about sex.
That would... See, that was... See, you were 14. You could have done that. At 16...
Yeah.
I'm halfway a man.
Dude, that you just...
So I can't
I just got
do,
a
like,
complete...
I was eating pussy the other day.
Flashbulb memory.
Okay.
There was this guy, there was like, he was like a resource teacher type guy that was like at my school very briefly. And I would talk to him and we talked about like how I wanted to do stand up. And he was like, he said that he was a stand up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like just talking about it. And then he told me one of his jokes and it was something about, it was literally about something about his wife's like pubes. Like it was like, it's like some really graphic, like not like not really a joke.
Uh-huh.
Just something about, and it was like, it was about his wife. Like, and then I remember really vividly at the end of it, he was like, now don't steal my joke. Dude, I'm like,
you
should have
done
years.
It, man.
What are you talking
so
about?
I was eating my wife's
yeah,
pubes the other day.
My wife's pubes.
God.
I'm in high school.
Yeah.
I have a wife in my joke.
See, that would be funny, though.
That would be funny.
That
yeah,
would
I mean,
actually be really funny if a
that
kid
is
went the, up.
I mean, that's,
and
enough,
was
that's
doing,
what you have to do.
If like a 13-year-old went up and was doing like Rodney
exactly.
that'd be so
yeah, that's genius.
Funny.
But it wouldn't, because no 13-year-old could ever do Rodney without seeming like their parent was forcing
exactly.
them to do Rodney.
That's the other thing is yeah. what, if you watch like, have you ever
you
seen.
You have to be an orphan.
Have you ever seen those old clips of Amanda Bynes doing stand up and she's like 12 years old?
No.
She's like pretty funny, but it yeah. is clear that her parents were way, way, way too involved.
Yeah.
Because no kid is going to do this.
Yeah, of course.
Kids want to play.
Kids love playing.
Kids don't want to hang out in smoky, dirty nightclubs.
No, it's the worst experience of all time.
Yeah, it was awful. I used to get really bad stage fright, too.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, when I was like, I used to like be completely shaking on stage. I was like freaking the fuck out. And I remember the second open mic I ever did was like the next week. And I remember being, I did the math and I was like, okay, if I do an open mic every week
yeah.
until I turn 18, I'll have done stand up like over like 150 times by then.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I'll be really good. Yeah. And I think I did stand up like 4 times in North Carolina when I was a kid. Because by the fourth time I was like, no, okay, this shit sucks.
This is another cheat code for every kid who wants to level up and become a comedian. Start doing stand up as young as possible. Do it 10 to 12 times and then don't do it for 8 to 10 years.
And then when you get back into it, you say,
like, I've been doing it since I was 14.
Yeah, I started it about 8 years ago.
I love saying that. Yeah, I did it when I was 14 and then I only did it for a year and then I stopped and I haven't done it since
that's
then.
That's what I say, I started stand up about 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's so fun especially because awesome. It doesn't even count. It's nothing.
Yeah. My second time doing stand up, it was an open mic at this comedy club, and it was above a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And there was some kind of like wedding party or bachelorette party or something that was at the restaurant downstairs, and they heard there was a free comedy show upstairs. So right before the open mic starts, it's like, 30 comics or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the only people in the audience. But right before the open mic starts, like 150 people walk up, just like drunk old people. And everybody else is like so excited, but I was terrified. And the guy who was hosting, I like met him and talked to him, and we like got along. And he had these like, this was 2013 maybe, 2012. And he was wearing, people used to wear like red skinny jeans.
I can picture that.
So he had like red skinny jeans on. And when I went up, I was like, and me and this guy really got along. And I went up, I shook his hand, and was like, thank you guys. Give it up for yourselves. And give it up for your host's pants, you guys. Death. Just pure death. And I looked at him, and he looked so fucked up. He looked so fucking sad. Didn't talk to me afterwards. And then
I would have said?
What?
Give it up for Spider-Man.
Give it up for Spider-Man from the waist down, y'all.
For half Spider-Man.
Half Spider-Man. Bottom part Spider-Man.
Give it up for mix and match Spider-Man.
Spider-Man at the beginning of the movie before he gets a really good costume. Y'all.
You look like Spider-Man at the beginning
of
the movie.
Wait, this is too much. Wait. You look like Spider-Man when he's getting ready at the beginning of the movie.
Dude, going on stage dressed in the Spider-Man costume, like literally movie accurate pre-costume Spider-Man with the thing, and then going up be like, guys, I look like Spider-Man at the beginning of the movie. I look so fucked up.
I totally look like... Yeah, someone just told me before I come on stage, I look like Spider-Man when he does the cage match, y'all.
Yeah, Spider-Man before he gets that cool costume.
Before he learns how to sew. Does he sew that himself?
Yeah, I think he sews all of it. He even sews the cool one himself.
This just can't be right, man.
He's literally the most powerful man of all time. He sews himself suits.
He's a genius in every way.
He's a scientific genius.
Yeah.
He's buff and strong.
Mm-hmm.
He can sew suits, and a million girls like him. Why?
Well, just a couple girls.
Because he's a nerd.
Yeah. Girls like nerds now. That was kind of he's flipped the switch for us.
He did flip it over.
So I get on stage. I say, congratulations to his pants or whatever. I tell my lies. I do my anteater joke. And it was a lottery open mic, so I ended up going way later in the night. Uh-huh. And I had a curfew. I was borrowing my mom's car. My mom was like, be home at 11.
Yeah.
And so I go on stage at like 11:15.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm on stage and my phone starts ringing with the ringer in my pocket. And it's just like ringing so loudly, buzzing so loudly. Everybody can hear it, but I'm too nervous to touch it. So my phone just rang for like 2 minutes of my set, completely dying. And then a lady in the front was like, so honestly was like, hey, honey, are you okay? And I was like, what? She's like, are you okay? I was
like, shut up, bitch.
I think I just went like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Look at this bitch in the front row. Ugly as fuck.
Are you okay, slut? And then I just ran off stage pretty much.
Yeah, God, that is full.
What's worse than you bomb as a kid? Bombing is already so bad.
Dude, yeah, so many bad memories.
And then you go home and you get grounded.
Once or twice, I also completely forgot everything because I was deer in the headlights. Yeah, I said two jokes and then got off stage after 20 seconds.
And you're a kid, you'd be like, well, I forgot.
And everyone's too nice because you're a kid.
Oh, I hated that
you're an adult at heart.
Yeah, I did. So I did the first one.
You're too mature to be comforted.
I did the first one, and then the second time, I told everybody that I was in college.
Right.
And smart. They were like, oh, what college you go to? And there's only one college in my town. So I was like, I go to UNCW. And they're like, oh, we go to UNCW. What year are you? And I was like,
negative three.
Yeah, I skipped a couple of grades, actually. I'm really smart.
Yeah, I do. I'm mostly in the lab. Yeah, you probably wouldn't run into me.
Probably never seen me. I'm in the lab. I
do experiments. My major is experimentalism.
Yeah, I'm in the lab pretty much all day and night. You wouldn't even recognize me because of the goggles I have to wear for the safety because I'm dealing with so many.
I'm in a full hazmat suit.
Yeah. So I'm the guy who walks around as a hazmat man.
Yeah, I'm a professor.
Yeah, and then I remember when I got to college, I was like, oh, maybe I'll start doing stand up here. They had an open mic there.
Yeah,
and I didn't want to because I went to one time. And it was nobody was doing comedy. It was all music.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I don't want to be the one guy who's like doing it. And it was in the dining hall.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Oh yeah, you guys like music? Well, you're gonna love comedy then. But I went to they had an improv.
You know what? I just had an idea. Sorry,
what?
But comedy that you can dance to.
Comedy with a beat.
Comedy with a beat, and you can dance to it the whole time.
You can do the piano accompaniment.
Yeah,
Rory Scovel did that.
Okay,
that's cool.
Yeah, but
we should get a piano accompaniment for the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That's a really good idea. Pianos can't be that expensive.
Oh, buddy.
Or heavy.
It's like you don't know the first thing about these things.
Sorry, I'm a little confused.
Each key weighs about a pound.
Yeah,
52 pounds for a piano. I went to I didn't want to do stand up, but I was like, maybe I'll do improv. So I went to like this improv. Like not improv club, I guess.
Improv jam.
And it was just, it turned me off of comedy for probably 3 years.
Yeah.
I was like, these are sick people.
Yeah, it's
tough. These are sick fucking people.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. One of the kids was, I think I've talked about this before, but one of the kids was like, I met him there and then I ended up having a class with him. And the first day of class when we did like the icebreakers, they were like, say your name and a fun fact about yourself. And he was like, well, my name's Samuel and I can actually do an amazing Jim Carrey impression. And then he stood up and went, all righty then, and just sat back down. And we were like, oh, wow, that's good, man. And this kid did improv at my college.
I'm so glad that I will never again in my life have to say a fun fact about myself.
I feel like I had something recently where I had to I think it was like shooting something and somebody and they did icebreakers and I was like, I don't need to know these people's names.
Yeah. Get me in, get me out.
Yeah. I'm the talent.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah. What? I don't need to know any of these fucking people's names. And by the way, if I'm ever a movie star, I will not be walking around shaking hands being like, I'm so glad you're on this one. Cause I saw you on the last one. I'm going to say, would you mind, hey, that tape is peeling up.
Yeah.
Can you retape that?
And then they go, oh, yeah, right away. And I say, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to a bug on the ground.
Yeah, I was talking. I honestly can't tell you people apart because you all
I would
are
talk
just,
to you. I would look at a fly and I would say, can you tell that PA over there to get me a coffee?
Sorry, I just assumed that was your boss because he's bigger than you, or at least he acts bigger.
Yeah. Man, I would be such a good movie star. I would make them build me a house on set instead of a trailer.
I've been getting these videos on my shorter video feeds. Mm-hmm. Is this woman who does intimacy coordination. That's your phone. She does intimacy coordination.
Is there anything on it? No.
There's a photo of a woman as the background.
It's a painting.
Okay, well, way to make fun of me for being disabled, not being able to tell the difference between a painting and a photo.
Okay.
It's a new disability that they're going to name after
me. I bet you can't solve a CAPTCHA.
I can solve CAPTCHA. I'll do it right now.
No,
give me four letters.
Okay. That's how you do an audio CAPTCHA. Only humans can figure this out.
That's really tough, actually. That's actually really fucking
tough.
Wait, no,
I actually know the real way to do an audio CAPTCHA.
Okay.
It's you say, okay, tell me what these four letters are.
That would have been hard if you didn't say A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
If you did it after.
But I'm just doing an example.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of four letters.
It's really tough. And not in sequence of the alphabet?
No, yeah.
That is really fucking
tough.
Okay,
let me try again.
Okay. That was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just scary that you could spell something by accident.
Yeah, don't people find captures all the time that say, like, you're fat and stuff? You would think that they would have some kind of software technology
I used to look at, you remember how, like, Failblog used to have, or at least, like, there used to be a million sites that were all like Failblog, but they were, like, hyper-specific?
Well, that's why, here's why Failblog, I hope Failblog never gets Saturday Night Live, never gets cast on Saturday Night Live. Because they did that one website, English. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, where it was just people from other countries who couldn't spell.
Yeah. They just had a million of those different, and one of them was for, I don't remember what it was called, but it was all captchas that spelled things, and they would do little, like, rage comics, and it would be, like, it would have a captcha that spelled, said something crazy as part of it.
I remember that.
No, those were sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fat.
Captchas have completely, they suck so bad now. Click the bike. Click the bike until you can't click the bike anymore.
I fail that.
No captcha should ever have a prompt where it says, until you can't anymore.
Yeah. It's like, I'll be here all day.
Yeah.
What, is that a challenge? I'll click fucking everything.
Yeah.
But I hate when it says, like, when it's the traffic light one. And I'm like, well, do I click the parts with the box or do I click the parts that just have the lights in it?
Do I click if there's, like, 3 pixels into the corner?
Do I still click that?
Do I click this one?
How much does the computer know is a traffic light?
Yeah. Well, I think captchas are also a complete scam because I have a VPN. And if I have my VPN on, it auto fails my captchas every time, even if I do it right.
Really?
Or at least. Sometimes it will be like, well, first of all, it will give me a captcha every time I Google anything if I have a VPN on, no matter where it's set to.
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
And maybe I'm just in trouble.
Maybe you are in trouble.
Maybe they have something on me.
You're getting throttled.
I told you they looked through my bag at the airport. So who knows? But
have you ever been pulled aside?
I have been.
And they wipe your butt?
They wipe my electronics. I had to take all my electronics out of my bag and I had to, like, turn them all on, use them, and then turn them off.
Really?
Yeah.
This was for an international flight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes some sense, I guess.
Yeah, it was random.
But who's coming from America?
Who's putting a bomb in a Kindle now?
And who's coming from America to kill Scotland?
That was literally
Ireland.
When I was flying to Fringe. They thought I was going to destroy the Fringe. They could tell I was a comedy terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could. Little did they know that you were just gonna. You know who
I was. I terrorized it, man. I laughed in people's faces.
Yep.
I walked around. I said, "You're shite."
Yeah. Which is the ultimate.
Quite.
You are quite shite.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are lower than
you
shite.
You need to quite comedy. Shite head.
You need to shite your pants.
Shite your trousers.
Right now.
Well, I guess shite would go in your pants before your trousers.
I don't like that other word that they call pants. I'm never gonna say that word.
No. Well, you know, if you. So here's a fun, the pants is what they call underwear. So when
if you go to
the UK and you say this sentence,
just tell me,
I'm going to go outside wearing only my pants with nothing over them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd look at you like you're psycho.
Or,
but here that would be normal unless it was really snowy outside and they would assume you wanted snow pants over. They'd say, you're not going to wear snow pants over your pants? But you don't wear anything over your pants here.
You could also say, I have my fanny hanging out of my pants.
Yeah.
And they would go, you have your vagina hanging out of your underwear?
Uh-huh.
And say, no, you fool. Whereas my ass cheeks
are
hanging out.
Okay, you want to be on Jackass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'd say, you want to be on Ridiculousness. And I go, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Or here's one. These chips are made out of potatoes.
That one works.
Yeah, but not if you're holding up a tortilla chip.
Oh, my God. That would break their mind.
That wouldn't make sense in... Either country would it to hold up a tortilla chip. These chips are made.
Yeah,
of
I guess
potato.
You're right.
That's kind of just a nonsense.
Well, just saying this is a chip. If you held up a tortilla
chip, would change.
They would go, "What the hell are you on about? Are you daft?"
Cultural differences, man.
I hate that.
Here's another cultural difference over there. Instead of saying for rent, every apartment has a sign that says to let. So it looks like every apartment has a sign that says toilet and then a phone number. Every single one.
Yeah, why do they call it letting? Some people call it that here, though. Why? See, it's renting here, but then it's subletting. Why not subrenting?
Yeah, I think let is probably a type of form of the verb lease.
And you let them use this.
Yeah. I'll lease you use this.
But it's not a lease, though.
Unless you are very messy.
I will let you use my apartment.
Nobody says let.
I will. Well, gamers do.
That's true. Yeah.
They don't have leet speak in the UK either.
No.
No, that's just how.
No, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work at all.
Because a noob is something else over there.
A noob is probably.
You can't even say that over there.
Yeah. You say
it's a crass part of the body.
That is my big fear about going to other countries besides there being cartels.
Yeah.
And every country has a cartel except America. Just
I
so want to
get
know.
Involved with the cartel, man.
You want to get involved with them?
Oh, yeah. I want to get involved with the cartel.
We just talked about this last night, but yeah. you should know, because uh-huh. I don't think you'll hear it from him. Jubio was I think, cartel scammed. I think he was attacked by a cartel member.
Really?
A dirty police officer pulled him over.
Oh, that was one of the things I read about before I go to Mexico, is that you shouldn't drive alone at night because the police will pull you over and shake you down.
He got pulled over. The cop said the ticket's $300 and you have to pay it in cash right now. And he said, I do not have any cash on me. And he said, okay, well, there's an ATM at the gas station down the street. And if you go over there, then it's only $30.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I think Jubio just said, I don't have $30. And he said, okay, then it's $10. And so he just gave him 10 bucks.
Yeah. That's what I read about. That's what they do to you.
Why do we not have, why does every
apparently
cop in America act like they are like wage, they're like crusaders.
RoboCop.
They're like, yeah, waging some whole, like it means more than just get your money.
Yeah.
Just get fucking that. Get your money, knock people out. Why yeah. are you wasting all your fucking time doing?
Well, we need to do. We need to have a system glasses. Like Mexico, where the normal cops.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, we kind of maybe already do, but we need to model it more like this. The normal cops. These are the guys. They're going to pull you over. They're going to shake you down. If you're walking from a home and you're holding a beer, they put you in jail.
Yep.
And you have to pay $10 million to get out. And you see one of these normal cops, and you're afraid.
Uh-huh.
But they have. The federales.
Oh.
And these guys, these are the good guys.
It's the opposite here.
Uh-huh.
The hometown cops, the beat cops, these yeah. are good people.
Yeah.
They're just walking around. They just needed a
donut.
They needed some money.
Yeah.
Right? Cops don't get paid that much, but they needed yeah. a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But
they like the color of the outfit. Can't wear that color.
It's blue, man. If you know, I do think that if cops wore red outfits, you'd see a lot more people signing up. Right? It's just cooler.
Yeah.
It's a little bit Nazi-ish, I guess.
Yeah, well, they didn't wear red. They just had red on their arm.
Yeah, but if they today, well, I'm thinking of Red Skull.
Yeah, well, that was mostly his face.
You're so right.
More than his clothes.
You're so fucking right.
Yeah, but I guess typically a red guy does wear evil. Other way around is from what I said.
How could we, people ask you and me all the time.
Yeah.
How do you fix the police?
Uh-huh.
How do we do it, man?
Tears. I mean, just look at it's all just different levels. You have one strata of cops that this is reserved. These are corrupt cops.
We need to.
They
need
wear
to
a special badge. Listen, you guys can walk around. You can be cops because if we try to take you off the force, you're probably going to kill the chief's family or something.
So you guys can stay on.
It's giving the little brother the disconnected Xbox controller.
It is giving that as fuck.
Yeah.
A 5-pointed sheriff star.
Uh-huh.
That's what they get to wear.
Yeah.
And they walk around.
You know what? Fuck it. A 100-pointed star. Because you guys are the most special and important police of all.
And maybe we split their tongues. And they walk around.
Yep. And cloaks.
License and registration.
Yeah. Because then the game is here. It's not don't break the law.
Yeah.
You see one of these cops, you get the fuck away immediately.
That's right. See, that's the thing that's so tough about police officer, about fixing the police. You either need to make them like Singapore, like you do anything and you instantly get your head blown off.
Yeah.
Or they need to be basically just doing nothing.
Here's another solution.
And here in America, they're in the middle, man. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Here's another solution. Don't change anything about the cops, but make prison really easy to escape from. And then the cops there will be more criminals around. The cops won't have the time to harass people who are, what, singing too loudly?
I do think...
Getting me in trouble for singing at 4 a.m. on Sunday night.
Yeah, what the fuck you? I'm listening to
In
the Heights.
It helps me sleep.
Yeah.
I fall asleep while I sing.
I'm doing rent in my kitchen. Sue me. I live in New York City, okay? I thought this is supposed to be the most amazing place on earth.
Nowadays, I think it is.
Because you walked around Manhattan.
I got New Yorkified.
You did Francis Ha.
I just, I honestly made a lot of it. I was like, oh, this is actually sucks because it's the NYU kids all just moved in.
Oh, God, these NYU kids.
Pretty tough.
Nerds.
They're really, it really is like another, I mean, you know, the type of like the like, oh, look at that. Look at you guys when you see the new college kids walking around and they're wearing their student IDs on a lanyard around their neck they're walking around and they're looking at everything.
Yeah.
You know, that, like you see, I was seeing those in Boston and be like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
You bastards.
You, oh, you.
You don't know
oh,
how
you.
Bad it's going to be.
You don't know what it's like.
Title
oh,
nine,
you.
Title nine, title nine, title nine, title nine.
Transfer, 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 transfer.
Drop out, drop out. No financial aid. No financial aid. Food pantry. You look like food pantry.
Yep, yep, yep. Alcoholic, hit by a car.
First one to die. Definitely the first one to die. Look at this fucking kid. Yeah, you don't get that here because these kids are millionaires.
No, these kids are crazy, man. They're really, it really completely transforms the experience of seeing an 18-year-old walking around and you see them. When you can fully, they're doing a movie walk.
Yeah.
They're all completely invested in not looking like that kid.
Uh-huh.
But they're still wearing the fucking lanyard.
Yeah.
But they're doing a swag walk.
Yeah. That's
and,
when
but
you,
you
gotta...
can look at them and you can look at the clothes they're wearing and the way that their face looks and you say, yeah, you're a Noah Baumbach kid.
Yeah.
You came to New York because you watched Lost in Translation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't try to go to a college in New York. I didn't even try.
Yeah,
I probably should.
I tried. I didn't. I got waitlisted.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought New York was whack AF.
It's. I mean, I think it's kind of whack to go to college in New York.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a.
I think it's too much. I don't think that you can treat a big real city as a college playground. I think it will warp your life.
When I was when I moved to Boston, Boston was like the biggest city ever to me.
It's goated, dude.
Yeah, it's very small though.
It's tiny. And that's what's so great.
And
about
I was like scared of it. I was like, this is too big. I need to live on a farm.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. You can't go to the biggest city in the country for college.
Nowhere to go. Yeah. Nowhere to go but down.
Yeah. Which in terms of size, yeah.
You could go to Hong Kong. You go to Mexico City.
That's true. There's a lot of places in the world to go, I guess.
Technically.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mexico City has that kind of New York swag.
No, there's too much swag here for a child to experience.
Exactly, yeah.
That's why I also see the kids running around here.
Uh-huh. The kids in New York are crazy.
It's nuts.
I think I will definitely not have a kid in New York
City. No, I can't even imagine.
There's a kid right now who is going into my wife's work over and over and over again. He's like 16 years old, and the owner was there one day, and he was on his laptop, and this kid asked to use the laptop, and he was like, no, I'm doing work. You can't use my laptop. And he was like, okay, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to kill you. And so now he keeps coming in and being like, where's the owner? I'm going to kill him. And they're like, he's not here. You got to go. And he's like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow.
Dude, I can't imagine.
He's like 16 years old.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine raising a small child in New York. Everybody lets their 8-year-old kid walk home from school.
Yeah.
And it's like, you.
Latchkey
yeah, you would,
kids, they call them.
Yeah. But I bet the mom and dad are both home.
And I bet that
they don't have a job at all. And they're getting money from the government.
Probably
to live here.
Probably
specifically to live here.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like you would try it. You would be trying to raise your kid right, and you'd be trying to be like, okay, this is the way I'm going to raise my kid or whatever. And then they'd be walking home from school, and they'd come home, and they'd just know about Rick and Morty. They'd have gone into a store on the way home, and the guy behind the counter taught them about Rick and Morty on their way home.
Do you ever see like large, like especially in this neighborhood, there's like large immigrant families that you're like, why in God's fucking name did you move to New York City?
Yeah.
Why would you move to the most expensive city in the country? Move to Kansas.
Yeah.
If I was coming from another country, there's no way I would move to New York.
No.
Pay $2,000 for rent and have to like fucking.
It's not right to have a family here.
No, it's wrong. It's
wrong.
Morally
it's
wrong.
It's completely wrong. You have to be. Yeah, it's not.
Children should not have to have keys.
Children should have their own country.
Do you agree? Kids should not have to have keys.
Okay, yeah.
If you are under the age of 15, you should not have to have a key to your house.
No, it should be like a driver's license moment when you get your key.
Yeah, you should be like, oh, I remember the first time I got a key.
I remember my key too.
And I put my little thing on it and I went, I got a key.
Mine was a Red Sox key.
Holy crap.
Because I didn't even like the Red Sox, but that was the only option they had at the like Home Depot.
That's
thing.
Awesome.
They were just like, yeah, you can have this. It was like, I think it was literally, you can either have the Red Sox key or you can have this like pink fuzzy key.
You should have done the pink fuzzy, yeah. Man. That would
but
be
I remember,
funny.
So I was like, I got my key for the front door. Uh-huh. I got my key for the back door, which I would never ever use.
Of course.
Like it goes through the basement. There's uh-huh. no reason to ever have it. And then I got like a third key for like, it was literally like I wanted the key. I was like, I think the third key was literally to like a closet or something. Something yeah. that was never locked and I would never, but I was like, I need three keys on my key ring.
You have to. You just got to have it, man. Because I got a jingle.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, keys
I love
were
having a key ring.
Me too. My keys are blowing up, man.
Yeah, me too.
I have way
this,
too many.
This office is a huge.
Because there's two locks, man, or multiple locks.
There's too much. Yeah, look at all my keys, man.
Here's one that my mom. Here's a not a key that my mom got me that is a fake key that says Caleb.
That's not. I have a fake key on my key ring too.
Oh, you do. Well, yours is a little cooler.
Do you know what this is from?
What? My mom got me this for Christmas, and it said I threw away the other part, but it said it was this key that said Caleb, and then it was a little like piece of metal that also uh-huh. was on a key ring that said the writer.
Whoa, the yeah, writer!
My mom got it for me when I went to college.
This is a promotional key, plastic promotional key for Disney's The Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
That's beast, man!
I don't even know what that is.
Probably a musical, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think it's a movie. I think it's a fantasy movie, in fact.
Do you want to go see a... Dude, this is day two of my wife being out of town.
Yeah.
I realized in the last 2 years, I don't think she has been out of town when I haven't also been out of town, whether it was like just yeah. at the same time or we go somewhere together. How?
I get one of those every once in a while. It's
what do you do, man?
Literally instant complete neat mode. Just it like
me too. It's
the
crazy.
The second she's gone, only just the worst food I get. Takeout, I'd make mac and cheese.
Yesterday I ate
10 hours of video games all day, video games and movies.
Yeah.
I do I
that's what I'm doing. It's
two to 3 days into her being gone, text the group chat. Does anyone want to do anything? Anyone want to go out tonight?
Dude, how do these
I can't, yeah.
How do these lonely men in America deal with not having your love around?
It's insane.
These guys are, this is a worthless life to live.
No,
I feel like
a puppy dog.
Yeah, I feel like, I have to take care of a puppy. I feel like
a puppy
dead.
Dog who takes care of a puppy dog.
Yeah, I feel like some kind of mother dog. I really don't like it, man.
I literally instantly within 36 hours.
Every time I open my door, my entire house smells like farts.
Yeah,
because I've just been farting in there, and there's nobody there to light a candle.
That's the other thing. I don't even try to do it, but within 2 hours, the entire apartment is like trashed.
Me too.
Garbage.
I don't even know what I do.
Exactly.
There's areas that are trash that I don't even remember touching.
Yeah. And then depending on what time she comes back, the night before or the day of, I do it all. I clean everything.
So this is probably every weekend when my wife works, goes to work early in the morning and I don't have anything to do. And I have one day a week basically where I live like I'm living right now.
Yeah.
The house is a fucking disaster in
Dude,
8 hours.
It's crazy.
And then I clean it. I put aside 1 hour before she gets home to stop watching movies and playing video games on Sundays to clean the house.
This is my 3 days in the middle of the week are like that.
She
works from home Monday and Friday. So then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
I have a dog that goes crazy and he'll knock stuff over, but I just won't touch it. What are you doing? How are you making the house messy?
I literally
you have no
don't
idea.
Know. Yeah, I think I just don't. I just pick stuff up and then put it down in a weird place.
There's
and
socks
I just don't
in my living room.
It. I put socks everywhere in my house.
I don't know where the fuck these socks. I don't even remember
I
taking
do that
them
all
off.
The time.
That's I think up. The dog might be taking my.
Yeah, maybe Phil, your dog
Phil,
is making
Phil
the mess.
Phil goes into the bedroom and takes when he wants attention because he's not allowed in there. He'll take dirty clothes out of the hamper.
Yeah.
And he'll bring them into the living room and he'll just chew on them till you notice.
Yeah, I have the most beautiful. Wife is at work, neat life, because I have a guy in my life that I pay I pay his bills mm-hmm. so that he can 3 days a week play 8 hours of video games with me and I don't get bored during the day.
Yeah,
every day she's at work, I text him at 11 a.m. and say, "Want to play?" I text him, I say, "Day of play." And then we play for 5 hours.
It's funny that you and me have the same exact relationship with Jubio. Yeah. But I don't like that he started splitting time with you because I had him first.
Yeah. Well,
I hit it first.
No, I hit it. He's with a real man now.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. He likes. He actually likes that I make him play games that he doesn't even like at all. That's actually what he likes.
No, he likes someone who listens to his problems and feelings and cares about him.
I'm a good friend. I listen to problems. And where's Pink? Because I'm a real man.
Yep. You're toxic.
I'm not toxic.
You're toxic. You only wear black and brown.
I have more. I have colors on today. I'm wearing my shirt you guys made fun of me for wearing that one time.
Yeah, buddy. She's with a real man now. A man who wears pink instead of just black, brown, and white.
Full pink outfit on.
Doing that, but yeah, but only talking about a man who wears pink and red.
Driving a Mary Kay Escalade.
Yeah, she's with a real man now. A guy who cooks all his meals with an Easy Bake Oven.
I was talking to people about an Easy Bake Oven the other night.
Fisher Price man.
Did you have an Easy Bake Oven growing up?
No, I had a Bug
Zapper.
It had a metal mold tray that made silicone bugs.
Oh, I remember this. And they were gummy?
No, you didn't eat them.
Oh,
I mean, they were gummy in texture.
I think there was one that made gummies that you could eat.
To have around.
They were like fishing bait.
They were silicone bugs. I mean, they were like.
Yeah. I had an Easy Bake Oven and I begged for it when I was a kid. And then my dad finally gave in and it came and they only made it a giant pink oven with flowers on it. And
did you not have an oven in your house?
No, we had a normal oven, but I wanted the Easy Bake.
What's the difference?
Easy Bake is basically a really low powered air fryer.
Okay.
And it comes with like pre-made like mixes for like making brownies and stuff. And my dad actually, the week after Christmas, put me in football. I got the Easy Bake Oven. I was making brownies. I was drawing hearts on them with frosting. And he was like, "Okay, well, you're going to be a football player now."
Yeah. I was fucking terrified of the oven and stove as a kid. I would not touch it.
Why?
Because it had fire and got hot.
It does get hot.
Gas stove.
But did you?
And it scared me so bad. Truly,
the click is scary.
Yeah.
The click of a stove.
I was
going
to say, if it didn't have the click, I feel like I would have had a complete, I would have been, have felt complete. I wasn't that scared of the oven. I was scared of the stove. Mostly.
The stove is a little bit scary.
Yeah.
You know what? I hated those. I burned myself so many times because my grandma had one of those stove tops, the glass ones that get really hot. Convection stove.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
the like black glass that turns into a big red ring.
Yeah.
And every once in a while she would cook something and then I'd walk into the kitchen and I'd be like, "Well, Nana, I'm really excited for this meal." Lean on it.
Like it. Yeah.
Fuck! Just burn the shit out of myself.
Yeah. My dad would also always tell me the story that when he was a kid, his mom was like cooking something in a pot. And he was like, "Ooh, smells good." And he took the lid off the pot and leaned in to smell it. And all the steam went into his face and burned his entire face. So I think that also scared me.
It was like a pressure cooker or something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I think that also scared me pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do cooking and stuff. I mean, that's the thing though. I do all the girl
duties.
Yeah.
You're the
cooker. Girl of the house. I clean and I cook. But
I only cook
fish. I only do it because she's
right.
Here.
Yeah. There's no exact. Yeah. I mean, If I was cooking all the meals, I wouldn't be doing that for myself. I feel like I would still be eating.
I'm not gonna make like chicken and rice and broccoli for myself.
No,
last night I ate chicken tenders.
Yeah, that's
and I had four beers.
That's what it should be.
Yeah,
wow, beer.
And I was up till 2:30 in the morning.
Damn.
And I knew I had to come in and record early.
That's the worst. Going to bed, figuring out when to go to bed.
Yeah, because I don't know. I don't have a bedtime anymore.
Yeah.
Because she has a bedtime, so I have a bedtime.
Yeah.
But if she's not here, what the fuck am I doing going to sleep so early, man? I have YouTube videos to watch. Making you sad.
I'm getting sad thinking about being lonely.
You're not even alone.
I know. I'm thinking about times I've been lonely in my life for three days on end.
I will say, last night I was sitting on my computer and the clock struck midnight and my first thought was like, I'm 15 Damn. Years old.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was when I was 15 years old, I'd sit there, I'd play Tribes Ascend, and I'd listen to YouTube videos.
When I was 16, I would stay up till 6 a.m.
Yeah, didn't give a fuck about anything. Just who cares?
What was I doing? I was awake lying in bed on Wikipedia on my phone.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd, man.
Yeah, not even up playing video games or doing it. I would just be...
Yeah.
Yeah, doing nothing.
If I could do it all over again... Military.
I've started going to bed much earlier than I used to. Like, in the past 2 years, my bedtime has shifted by, I would say, about 4 hours earlier.
Yeah. There was a while where I was going to bed at 9:30, and it was amazing. I was like, "This is." I woke up at 6:30 every day. I went to the gym, and then I went out of town one time, and I haven't done it since.
When I lived in Boston, my bedtime was 2 a.m. every night. I would stay up till 2 a.m.
That's a really funny bedtime.
Yeah, well, that was the time. Yeah, that was the time when I was like, okay, if the clock says 2 a.m., I need to go to bed. I would be doing nothing. I'd be up watching TV.
I tried taking a melatonin the other day, which I don't take very often because they're bad for you.
I stopped taking it.
They're really bad for you. But I took one the other day because I just couldn't sleep at all, and it completely ruined my next day.
Yeah, that's
and I
was the problem. Like,
I used to take it all the time and just feel terrible, but I felt like... Yeah. I wish it would have been better for me to just stay up.
Dude, the crazy thing about melatonin is that the like maximum dose that you're supposed to take is 10 milligrams.
Yeah, and they sell like 15 milligrams.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They sell it in like 20s.
Yeah, I take 3 milligrams.
I don't take it anymore, but when I was taking it a bunch, I would take... Well, yeah, I would take like 20 every night for a long time because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah.
They just don't give a fuck about you.
No, yeah.
They will let you die.
Well, yeah, because it's actually already in your body, so it's okay.
I think cancer is already in your body.
Yeah.
I think everybody has cancer cells.
Yeah. So it's poop.
Yeah. Shit's in my body. I got piss. I have orange jizz sitting swirling around in my body.
But then, I started cutting the pills in half. That's fun to have a little routine and be like, well, got to cut some more pills in half.
I'm going to cut my pills in half.
I only have one more half left. Got to cut a bunch in half.
Pill math, man. I miss that shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. But melatonin, it ruins you.
Yeah. It makes your testicles not work too.
Yeah. I don't care so much about that. I just don't like being tired.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go take a shit.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
We'll be back to normal soon. TV superstar
sorry
next week
for everything.
Yeah,
but all this scheduling crap.
And I'm sorry that I'm so lonely. And if anybody knows any people in New York,
I know a few. I think
who like watching TV.
I like watching TV.
Who aren't Cameron. Because he's going out of town also.
Yeah, I'm also leaving.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be fully alone.
You're going to be fully alone for about 3 hours.
Fuck. Okay.
Before Patrick gets back
I'm so fucking alone, man.